A new report says Vermont's greenhouse gas pollution is increasing and aggressive action is needed to curb emissions from heating and transportation. But the report also says the state has the potential to create jobs as it meets that challenge. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Jared Duval is executive director of the Energy Action Network in Montpelier. That's a group of more than 200 nonprofits, businesses, and government agencies committed to cutting carbon pollution. EAN just published its annual progress report on how Vermont is doing to meet its goals to reduce greenhouse gases. Duval says there's definitely a good news, bad news aspect to the report's findings.
I think that there's two big takeaways from this report. One is we are so far off the pace of what would be necessary to meet Vermont's energy and climate commitments. But the second really important piece of that is that there's a major economic opportunity in meeting those commitments.
Duval says about 19,000 Vermonters are employed in the clean energy sector and that more jobs could be created with investments in areas like weatherization or advanced wood heating systems. Vermont's climate goals are ambitious. The state is supposed to get 90% of its energy from renewable sources by 2050. In the shorter term, Vermont has committed to targets under the Paris Climate Agreement to cut 26% of CO2 emissions below 2005 levels by 2026. Duval says the state is doing well on the electricity side of the energy portfolio, with about 63% of the mix coming from renewable sources. But we're lagging behind in curbing greenhouse gases from transportation and heating. He says greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 16% since 1990.
And have increased 10% in the last 2 years of data that were available, mostly because of increasing fossil fuel use and how we get around and how we heat our buildings.
And the money spent on heating and driving goes out of state. Duval says investing money in weatherization or on incentives to get people to buy electric vehicles would keep more of that money in Vermont. Raising the money for these programs is always an issue, and a tax on carbon fuel seems off the table in Montpelier. And energy experts have questioned whether a carbon tax would actually work to reduce emissions in a state where people still need to drive and heat their homes. Richard Cowart is a former chairman of the Public Service Board and now works at a Montpelier nonprofit that advises governments around the world. He told lawmakers recently that revenues from any carbon tax should be reinvested in programs that reduce carbon emissions. A tax alone won't work, he says.
You don't need that in order to drive change. What you need is a well-designed program, and you need a modest revenue source to feed that program. And we calculated 2 cents a gallon on gasoline would be enough to fund a market transformation program for electric vehicles in Vermont.
Like Duval, Cowart advocates an aggressive weatherization effort that would have a double benefit of saving consumers money and reducing CO2 pollution. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.